Welcome to the Gonzo MOA Newsroom, your weekly source of rereading Anime News Network headlines. I'm JP. I'm joined by Vinny and Kyle. How are you doing, Vinny?
I might have a little bit of a cold, and so we'll see how that goes this week.
Oh, no.
Fingers did not crossed, test positive not for COVID this morning.
Yeah. How about you, Kyle?
Doing okay, avoiding COVID as much as possible.
So this is the Newsroom, of course. It comes out every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we talk about the big stories from the previous week. Most of it's Anime News Network. Sometimes it's not. We usually remember to tell you when. The show is an hour long. It's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. It's on Spotify. Our Twitter handles are in the show notes. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, it's at 716-46-MOA-43. That's 716-466-6343. Kyle, you had a question for me and Vinny before we get into the news.
Yes, it was, I think, quite a success watching anime again. And so I thought, crazy notion, what if I watch more anime? So I wanted to ask you guys' opinion. I have some Blu-rays here. So just vote however you want. I will watch it. So, you know, be kind.
What do you got?
I'm thinking of watching Martian Successor Nadesico.
Okay.
I'm Bokan, Royal Revival. That's just a movie. So
that's
it's
an
shorter.
OVA, so I don't that's not worthy of a vote. You have it, just watch it.
Fair. I was talking to JP last week about Ranma, and I said it was good, but I actually haven't seen it in basically a decade plus. So Ranma 1/2. And then of course JP's favorite Exammed.
Oh my god.
I have it on Blu-ray. So I pulled it out and I'm like, maybe.
This is a tough list.
So you're asking JP and I to come up with a consensus of what you should watch?
I mean, you know, you can just hit me with what you actually think I should watch. I mean, if you want to punish me, I don't know. I have all these. So at one point, I obviously thought, maybe this is good.
If I was going to punish you, I would say to watch Martian Successor Nadesico dubbed.
Ooh.
But of that list, I don't know, Ranma? I don't like Martian Successor Nadesico. I've only seen one episode, and I almost turned it off. I did not like it at all.
A very big endorsement. Yes.
And Zammed, I don't really know anything about. Time Bokan, what is that, Time Ettringer that you have?
No, unrelated.
It's like a big Tatsunoko Wacky Races thing, maybe.
Didn't you tell me that Time Bokan was bad?
No, I've heard that it's good.
Oh, well, then maybe that or Ranma.
What about you, Vinny? What do you think
so,
I should watch?
I want to ask a follow-up question. What are your feelings on Getter Robo?
I mean, you know, like, I think I'm down for Getter Robo.
If you like Getter Robo, I'm going to recommend Nadesico in that case.
Oh, no. Okay, I thought we were going to recommend Getter Robo.
I have to just get through that first episode, and we'll see.
I mean, you might also just have more tolerance for nonsense than I do. I was confused for the entire episode, and I had to switch it over to Japanese partway through because Spike Spencer was killing me.
That bad, huh?
Look, he might be a nice person. I don't know him, but I do not like his timbre. My bad.
I do think that show is big Evangelion vibes, right?
It's maybe one of the earliest Wayanami ripoff characters.
Yeah, so I see why they went for Spike Spencer anyways.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good. I couldn't do it. But we have a lot of news to talk about. So I guess if anybody wants to tell you what to watch from that list, you can hit him up on Twitter. His handle is in the show notes. So let's talk about the news.
Where are the demons? Bring on the pain!
A lot of news this week, but a lot of it's really quick. The first piece of news, Me and Roboco, which is a manga that runs in Shonen Jump. I believe it also runs in the U.S. edition of Shonen Jump, or the English version. It's getting an anime, so for fans of that, rejoice, probably. I don't know. I don't know if it's good. I have not read it. Are either of you familiar with that?
No.
The silence tells me no. The next one. This is more there's a lot of Shonen Jump news. So the manga Ayashimon got canceled, which does not surprise me because it's not very good. I read maybe the first 8 chapters. It had an interesting start. It is from Yuji Kaku, who did Hell's Paradise, which I'm told is very good. And it also had a show in, what does it say on here? Oh God, I don't see it in here. Maybe it was, and maybe I'm imagining that it had a show. I thought it had a show, but my Ashimon was not great. And it is done in, does it say? Maybe, probably in the next couple chapters. Excuse me. So the next thing we have, Star Wars Visions. Did anybody like that? Did you guys watch Star Wars Visions?
I watched maybe three of the segments. I want to get back to it. Hoping there'll be something like that stands out.
These anthology series, right? It's always hard, right? I think everything after the Animatrix has been very mixed or bad. And I don't think that's any different for Star Wars Visions. But I'm mostly just done with Star Wars these days. I don't like Disney, so.
I don't really like Star Wars, so I didn't watch the first one. Although I'd be interested to see the Trigger one.
I'm hoping for some non-Jedi stories in Star Wars Vision 2.
I want a whole story about, I don't know, somebody that sells hot dogs in Star Wars. Or give me one about the Jizz Whaler.
Yeah, Jizz yes. Whalers.
Yeah, I would actually want that. Or B. Arthur's character from the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh my God. An anime adaptation of the Holiday Special. Well, it's getting another volume next spring. So I guess for the people that enjoyed that, there's something to look forward to.
I only hope that the animators are getting some of that Disney money. But knowing Disney, they're probably not.
Likely not, yeah. So... fans of Love Live, which I believe we have a couple. I think Ruby and Tony like Love Live. I didn't realize I was getting more anime. Guess that's not surprising. Love Live Superstar Season 2, they have announced a premiere date. It is coming this summer, July 17th.
Tony, if you're listening, you know what you have to do. You need to watch Samurai Flamenco. a bargain was made. You must pay your debt.
What did you watch Love Live if he watched Samurai Flamenco and he just never?
Yes.
Oh my God.
He listens to this. He tells me, he usually messages me while he's listening. So I'll hold him to it.
I've heard that Samurai Flamenco is excellent.
It is.
So continuing on with the Shonen Jump news, there are two new mangas that are going to be starting soon. Presumably replacing the manga that got canceled. There's another one we'll talk about later. These are two authors that I'm not super familiar with. We have Fusai Naba and Masoki Shindo. And they each have a manga debuting.
These launched. I saw someone tweeting about them this morning.
Oh, I guess they already came out then. So we have Alien Area. And then do they have the name of the other one? Apollo? Or Ruri Dragon? It looks like it might be the title. Let's see. Are there details about what they're about? One is about something strange happening to somebody's body while he's at a part-time job. Maybe he turns into a dragon. That's what this cover art.
Yeah, it shows him and he's like, I think at like a potter's wheel. And you see him, you know, like using this bowl or something. And then all of a sudden he gets this like pain in his hand. And it looks like it, like an alien's in his hand. But like, it's not like Parasite where it's like an alien. It does like something supernatural to his hand. But it's still a hand.
Yeah, I just combined the two. You're right, it is an alien. The other one's the dragon one. That is about the everyday life of a dragon girl in Japan. That is the only thing it says about it. So I guess if it's already out, you can probably read it on the Viz app. So what do we got? Spy Family. Holy shit. There's a lot of Spy Family news. Spy X Family, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Spy X Family has hit 2 million copies. 21 million copies in circulation. That is a lot. And just to remind people, that does not mean 21 million copies have been sold. That means that 21 million copies exist. And for context, in November of 2019, there were 1 million copies in existence. In December of 2020, there were 8 million copies.
And just within the last year, like it's doubled.
Yes, and it's doubled again since last June, where they were at 10 million. That's wild. That show really is doing them a lot of favors. It was already like super popular, but the show coming out has, I guess, made that exponential. The next piece is, I believe, an update from last week, because I know we talked about this-ish.
It feels like we talk about this every week.
I don't know. They reported on it again, so I assume something new happened. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero has ended its theatrical run in Japan. It had a very, very long run. It was 157 days, and they earned 13.75 billion yen, which is $108.1 million U.S. Holy shit.
I love the little note. It says it's now the 14th highest grossing film, surpassing The Last Samurai.
Was that is that Tom Hanks?
Tom Cruise.
Sorry, I mixed up my Toms in the worst way possible.
Of course, Tom Cruise is The Last Samurai, right?
Well, you know, sometimes I guess that has to happen.
Just saying, weebs come in all different flavors, all different times.
But it looks like it was the highest earning film in Japan in 2021. It surpassed Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0, Thrice Upon a Time. And what there was one more noteworthy thing. I don't know if I put it in here, but it is also like, I want to say it's like number 7th highest grossing anime film in America. It's something like that. It's
worldwide.
Is it worldwide?
But that's only without inflation. So,
oh yeah, there it is. It's the last sentence on here. That's pretty cool. Classroom of the Elite. That has a second season coming up. If you are a fan of that series, it is premiering July 4th. Something that I find really interesting about these premiere dates is they either will announce it like a month out or like months out. Because some of these are like, hey, we're coming out this October. It's like, it's January. But then, you know, a lot of the ones that we are talking about this week, it's like they're premiering in a couple of weeks. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I expect we'll see that for the rest of the month since we're approaching the end of the spring and beginning of summer seasons.
We have a lot of manga ending this week. This one is, oh God, what is it called? Mad K. It is ending June 30th. This one I tagged because it had an interesting summary. It says, Makoto has been ostracized because of his odd hobby and sexual kinks that others would see disgusting. One day he finds a book of for summoning demons and manages to summon the intimidatingly beautiful and rather chatty Archduke Jay, and this demon offers to grant their most twisted desires in exchange for his life. I can only imagine what this person is up to, because it does not say. And the Anime News Network summary is just kind of walks around it. So, I don't know. Maybe he eats people. Who knows?
Well, I'm saying a missed opportunity with the title. It should be Mad Koto.
Mad Koto. Yes. Dropkick My Devil X. That's premiering July 5th. I don't know what that is, but I thought this one was really interesting because they talked about there was like a Kickstarter involved with this. And I guess some VTubers are playing voice actors in this series. But I think this is also like a sequel series to presumably Dropkick My Devil.
Yeah, this is the third season of the Dropkick My Devil series. And it looks like the Kickstarter was that they bought the naming rights, essentially.
Interesting.
Isn't the worst Kickstarter story we have today. There's one later that made me really mad.
Oh, yeah. That is like the highlight of my week, is that terrible Kickstarter story. This next one is another. The news seems to be curated for Ruby. Puyi Puyi Malkar anime is getting another series. I know that Ruby is a big fan of that one. I think Tony, again, also really likes that one. It's the, like the stop-motion hamster anime.
Yeah, it's really good. If you have Netflix, you should watch it. It'll take you less time to watch the entire series than listen to this entire podcast.
Oh, yeah, because they're like two-minute shorts, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a shame that they got into NFTs, though.
Oh, did they? Did we probably talked about
NFTs.
That.
Yep, NFTs.
How dare they?
They might have recanted, but I don't know.
The next one we have is, this happens every once in a while when there's an anime in an anime, and then that anime gets an actual anime. But this is not quite that. This is a manga within a live-action series. And that is getting its own live action series. The show is BL Metamorphosis. And I think I have the name of the manga that exists in it. I Only Want to Keep Looking at You. And so that is getting a live action spinoff. A four episode spinoff. So Says
hopefully that gives them room to tell a something interesting. You know, like, because usually those in, you know, like within of within, they don't have that much detail. So I guess in that sense, as a writer, that would be a nice show to be attached to.
It depends on the gimmick that they're going for. Because like Kujibiki Unbalanced got like an entire series. But I think, I want to say Geki Ganger got like three episodes. And like it was like the first episode, a middle episode, and the last episode of the imaginary season.
Yeah, that's how that one worked. Going back to Nadesico.
Have I been pronouncing that wrong? Because you're both saying it differently than me. Is it Nadesico?
I've said it differently multiple times in this podcast, so...
I call it Nadesico.
Oh, no. I'm canceled.
I've said Nadeshko. I've said multiple things in this
episode. No, I think you all... I think you're right. I think it's not... I think it's Deshko. I think Nadesco, I think Vinny's right.
Well, either way, Spike Spencer can eat me. So...
Don't tell people you're king.
I'm kidding. Don't eat me, Spike Spencer. I don't want that.
That's the name of your new BL show.
Don't Eat Me, Spike Spencer. It says it's debuting on Hulu this June. I'm assuming Japanese Hulu, but I don't know if...
It looks like... How rare is it for us to get Japanese live-action content anywhere?
Sometimes, and they never advertise it. Like, Funimation has, like, J-drama on there. Well, Crunchyroll now. But Funimation had J-drama, like... currently airing ones on their app. They just never advertised them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, there's a shitload of like K-drama stuff too on Netflix.
But K-drama is popular because it's like they do, you know, they very easily license it and there's an audience for it because they built it up. Whereas like that doesn't really exist to the same degree with J-drama.
I think with Johnny Kitagawa being dead, it makes it easier as a field.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, that's... sad but true, as Metallica once put it. I'll leave. Bibliophile Princess is premiering this October. That's why I had October in my head. So this is one where they're like, yeah, it's coming out in 6 months or whatever. We talked about this a few months ago, maybe, and I want to say Kyle thought it sounded interesting, but I don't remember why.
I'm not certain. I don't know if this is the one.
It says a book-loving lady... spots Prince Christopher.
No, this is a different one. It just looks like the other one.
Okay.
I'm like pretty certain.
This seems like it could be an ink show though.
Oh, yeah, no. Nice. This definitely seems like an ink show. Yeah.
Well, no, it'll be, it's bimodal. Like the odds of him liking it are either, it's either 0 or 100. There's not gonna be any middle ground on him liking this one.
This next story, I don't know why I don't even remember putting this one in here. Mother of the Goddess Dormitory. The manga is ending in its next chapter, which could have already happened by the time you hear this. Focuses on
porn.
Maybe it says a 12-year-old boy finds himself homeless and he gets picked up and asked to be the dorm mother of a dormitory full of troubled women. Oh, I remember why I tagged this, because I liked the picture. did this have a show? It had a show in July of last year that Sentai Filmworks licensed.
Oh, so it's probably not porn. Got it.
I mean, it could be. Sentai Filmworks does get a lot of porn adjacent.
Do they become hentai filmworks sometimes?
Hentai Filmworks. Oh my god.
Right there.
I was gonna say hentai dive, but that's a much better pun. So this next piece is about Gundam. And I don't really know what's happening in it, but at the 2025 World Expo in Osaka, there will be something called the Gundam Pavilion. Kyle, do you know anything about this?
The Gundam Pavilion. I saw that they, like, one, the picture, it's like a Gundam head that's filled with, like, the forest, and it looks like maybe they're going to build some kind of... because, like, the World Expo happens, like, every, what, 5 or 10 years or something? Every 2 years, maybe?
Every five-ish. It's essentially like a World's Fair follow-up.
Yeah. I think that they're just going to have Gundam there, because Gundam, it's like they're also having a bunch of other things. I think there's going to be like a Hello Kitty pavilion or something, or representation of some sort. You know, it's just their way to like show off Japanese culture. And Gundam obviously is a big cultural export.
I guess I don't know what a pavilion is. Is that just like they have a booth?
Yeah, I mean, like, at the World's Fair, like, they used to have... have you ever been to Disney World and gone on the Carousel of Progress?
I have not, but that's a really funny name for a carousel.
Yeah, it's called, like, the Carousel of Progress, and it's, like, literally an animatronic, like, Walt Disney singing, "It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow," and it's this whole big rigmarole, And that's a ride you can ride at Disney World, but that used to be a part of the Disney World exhibit at like the 1960s New York World Fair or something.
Yeah, the 63 World Fair had a lot of Disney 63. Stuff at it.
Well, so I don't think this will be that elaborate, but I think there'll probably be a lot of like Gunpla, and maybe they're currently working on Metaverse stuff.
Oh, yeah. Metaverse did come up in there at some point.
It says that they have similar like ethos or like whatever their kind of marketing material says. It sounds like they're very similar.
We have another manga ending. This is ending in its eighth volume. It's called Will You Still Pledge Me Your Faithful Love? And this is a manga about a couple that
I think it's about cross-dressing or being or trans. I'm not certain.
I
think that the person on the left is the husband.
Understood. I just read the description and it said that it's a married couple that hasn't slept together in a very, very long time and they're trying to rekindle their marriage.
Yeah, I'm not certain if this is like, that's the thing. Like, I think that he's cross-dressing in this picture, but it also could be Yuri.
So I guess I thought it was Yuri, but I don't remember why. When I tagged this, I remembered it being Yuri, but
look at that picture. Doesn't that look like when you look closer, the one on the left, I don't know. This is a very like this description does not tell you what this is. And that's unusual for manga. Usually like it's front and center of like, bam, this is Yuri. Bam, this is this. Whereas this is, I don't know what it's about.
Yeah. I'm trying to gather context from reading the summary, but either way it will be ending soon. Let's see. It says the last volume came out in March. This final volume will come out in August. Oh, there is an English version, it looks like, from Cool Mike. I'm not familiar with that company.
Cool Mike or Cool Mick.
Fair enough. We have a manga going on hiatus, and apparently I have mystery information in this because some of the text didn't copy-paste, so I don't know what to tell you. Ghost Reaper Girl is going on hiatus for a while due to the author's worsening health.
Yeah, it's from the creator of Rosario and Vampire.
That's it. Oh my god, Rosario and Vampire.
Plus Vampire, sorry.
I don't know if this joke is funny to anybody anymore, but a friend of the podcast and former Answer Man, Brian Hansen, used to get a lot of emails about when Rosario Vampire would get another season, which is not something that you would ask Anime News Network, because they don't produce anime. But I guess that was one of the most asked questions he got. And so that's what I think about every time I see Rosario Vampire plus Vampire, my bad. Moving on. Wow, I put a lot of stuff on this one. Tokyo Interstellar Immigration and Paranoia Cage. These are two mangas that are launching in ink. Oh, I know why. So this is the first time I've ever heard of this manga company called Vast Visual. And this might be their first title, because I went to their Twitter and their website, and there's really not a lot of information. It's a fairly new Twitter account. And so I believe these are their debut titles, but I could be wrong about that.
I think you're right. And they're going to be released in digital and print, for the record. So that's cool. They're not just digital only.
Let's see. Paranoia Cage. Mizuki is an adult manga artist, parentheses, and a virgin. As begin to live on her own, she now spends her days with Saki, her assistant, and an unending quest to create the ultimate adult manga. Very nice. I don't know why this copy-pasted in such a weird way. It's like cutting off words. And what is the other one about? Tokyo Interstellar. There's aliens about, just out of sight. Let's just say it's that they live. I don't know. I'm not reading all of that.
It's like the basic premise is it sounds like they're like alien TSA agents.
Oh my god.
Or something. Like, you know, they're the interstellar immigration. They're here to hunt down illegal aliens. That's great. That's very timely.
Oh my god. So this next piece is a follow-up to a series of movies that I'm really interested in. They have the Japanese titles, but they are very, very long titles, so I'm going to read the translation. We have To Every You I've Loved Before and To the Solitary Me That Loved You. These are the two films that are their like parallel universes of each other. They're going to be released on the same day. They are being done by different studios, but it sounds like I watched both of these trailers because that's what this is. There was a teaser trailer released for both films. And it sounds like they might be sharing composers because I thought the music was very similar across both of them. They probably also have the same voice actors, would be my guess. But I really hope that these films come out in English because I'm fascinated by this concept of having to watch two movies to get the whole story.
It is cool also that they're different directors, right?
Yeah, it's like totally different staff on both of them. I guess just the music sounded similar to me, so I didn't look to see if it's actually a different composer.
Sure.
Crunchyroll is screaming. They're screaming. They're screening the Fruits Basket Prelude film in North America and UK. We have dates for that. US and Canada on June 25th, 28th, and 29th, both subbed and dubbed. And then in the UK, July 20th with dub only. Sorry. The United Kingdom.
I have to be real. I actually watched this new Fruits Basket first season, and I have zero interest in the story this prelude is trying to cover.
I find it really interesting that Fruits Basket has had a bit of a renaissance. Because I remember that was a big title when I was like high school, post-high school. And then we didn't hear anything for years. And what was it, like a couple years ago, it got another season.
I think it was 2019 to 2021. I think it got like three seasons.
I think it was like a three-part season, yeah.
Do either of you know what happened? Were they just waiting for the manga to finish, or is it like that an anniversary?
I think it was more like an anniversary. I know the manga got like had serious issues with the original anime, so I'm wondering if this is a case of someone had to show up with a plan of how to not do it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Is that a bird? What did I just hear?
My windows are open.
Nice. Fans of Laid Back Camp, there is a film that's probably already been announced, but I've never heard of it. They have a trailer that came out. It's an original story of the cast now grown up, which I think is really interesting. And that's kind of the only detail that I was going to cover. I don't know why I copy-pasted the whole summary, but yeah, it's the cast from Laid Back Camp grown up doing stuff. I don't know.
My family would be happy. My brother and my mom watched this. Nice. So.
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet have got a release date announced. It's coming out November 18th, probably worldwide. Yeah, it looks like worldwide. I think we talked about this in the past. Like, I'm remembering you two not being super keen on Pokemon. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I don't have a valid opinion at this point. I haven't played a Pokemon game since when I was in high school. So.
Nice.
I just don't. Like, I don't like the yearly, like, this is going to be like the first, or not the first, but like Pokemon is a yearly franchise at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's historically bad. but this, I know that people are excited for some, like, this is going to be a multiplayer Pokemon.
Oh, that's
like, you can actually go around with like four people online in the same game and just like explore together. That's what they've shown off in the recent video. And it seems like they're moving in a more co-op friendly and like maybe taking some inspiration from the new Arceus, but still like more of a traditional Pokemon. I don't know. I can see why people are excited. They just aren't me.
I have this interesting relationship with Pokemon. Somebody else tweeted about this recently. So when I get a lot of the Pokemon games, I get the main series ones. I play them for about 10 hours, and then I put them down, because that's all the Pokemon I need. I catch a Bidoof, I fight a Stantler, and then I never play the game again, because that's all I need.
Luminous, I mean, they're all fundamentally the same game, right? Like, they haven't made, like, and they're very slow, even. Like if you play a modern Dragon Quest, like, it moves fast, like, it moves better. Like, you know, like, I just, it's so funny, because Pokemon obviously began on the Game Boy, and a lot of its like features are just due to the the limits of the Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny that so many of those still exist in the year 2022.
Yeah, that's a big reason why I put it down. I get my fix, and then I realize that I don't have it in me to do this for 40 hours. But I like seeing the graphical improvements that they make over the years, and I like dressing up my character. Luminous Witch. Luminous Witch is an anime coming soon. It's premiering in July on the 3rd.
This is the Strike Witches
spinoff. Oh, God, yeah, this is the Strike Witches spinoff. Jesus. This is what happens when I tag everything the day before. I forget what's going on. Don't watch this.
Yeah, here, their planes aren't actually going to shoot people. They're just like plane cheerleaders.
I mean,
or idols.
Look, if you have not gotten your fill of cat girls without pants that have planes for legs, then Luminous Witch may be for you. But I had enough back in, 2008 when I had to review that show.
Wait, does Strike Witches have... Are the girls like half plane, half girl like this is? I've never watched Strike Witches.
Strike Witches... This is so ridiculous. I have to say this out loud. So I want to say Strike Witches was the show where they particularly sought out like young girls, like, I don't know, freshman age, because they had untapped power to fight fantasy Europe, and you had to take your pants off to put on the robot legs, and then they would let you fly around. And they, all the legs did was let them fly, because they had to like have machine guns. And it was really just an excuse to look at butts, which I'm on board with, but the story was very, very boring. And I don't know. We have too much Strike Witches. But it's an important show in the terms of anime history because it was one of the very first shows to be simulcasted. So I guess we owe that to Gonzo. Not me, but the company.
That yeah, no the animation exists. Studio. We got it.
Yeah, they got that taken away from them. Anyway, moving on. This one, I don't know anything about this game and I don't care about the game. It's Bloodline, The Last Royal Vampire. It's a smartphone game, and it's launching with an Attack on Titan crossover. The interesting part about this is I forgot Crunchyroll had a gaming sector, and it appears to still be active.
Yikes. They must only do mobile games.
Yeah, I think it's exclusively mobile games. Here's the Kickstarter thing that we are going to talk about. There's an anime called
so bad.
Technoroid Overmind. And they're launching a Kickstarter, or already did, so they can pay for ads.
Yeah, isn't that great, everybody? This isn't even pay to win. As if, like, and that would be the worst case scenario normally. This is pay to get advertised, the thing that you're paying for. Great. Yeah. This is like hellscape. A bad...
Oh, this is also, the description's kind of crazy. The story of wretched, beautiful androids that live on the entertainment tower of Babel.
And it was, and the thing is, this was, they also did this because apparently an anime was supposed to premiere, but it was delayed due to COVID-19. And so they're like, you know what we need, people? We need your money so we can do an ad campaign. I don't know how any of this makes sense.
It's to give fans more of a means of supporting the franchise after their premiere was delayed.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, is this... So I think right now, like, this is just a smartphone game.
So they don't even have a show? They just need the money?
That's what I'm saying. Like this isn't even like, oh, I got to know these characters in the show and now I like it. This is like, here, do you like paying us for gachas? Or I don't know what monetization scheme they have, but whatever. Here, please pay us more so that way we can, like, I don't know who this is for. I hope this is not working, but it probably is already past its stretch goals. If I mean, let's see, is there a link to this?
I don't know, but I'm gonna zoom through a couple of these because I realize we're already at 25 minutes. So we got more release dates. Hanabi. Wow, what do I have? Here we go. Hanabi-chan is Often Late is premiering July 10th. That is about like chibi versions of Universal Entertainment character. Like they're anthropomorphized as little chibi people. We have My Stepmom's Daughter is My Ex. That is premiering July 6th. You can imagine what that one's about.
It looks as generic as possible. Like, not even one thing in that looks interesting.
Studio Pero launched a YouTube channel for classic anime streams. They have The Wonderful Adventure of Nils, Creamy Mommy, Hikaru no Go. It looks like a 20th anniversary video. I don't know what that means. And Osomatsu-kun and Ghost Stories.
This is very not English friendly, though. I went over.
Yeah, it's all in Japanese.
All in Japanese. No subs of any kind. I hope that they do. You know, that would be nice, but it's very unlikely.
Yeah, well, because at least I feel like the first one probably has not been released in English. I think Creamy Mommy and Hikaru no Go for sure. And Osomatsu-kun and Ghost Stories, I also am pretty confident those are still easy to get.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of Wonderful Adventure of Nils.
Those Masterpiece Theater, you know, anime.
A lot of this might be up on Retro Crush as well, because Discotech has a bunch of this.
Oh, that's fair.
I think a lot of the Creamy Mommy stuff is up there. Also, these stuff were running for like a week or something. It's very strange.
So we have Shadow House, which has a second season coming out July 8th. This most interesting thing about this is that the original creator is the one doing the scripts, it sounds like. Or they're the script supervisor for the season, which I don't think happens super often. Capcom has announced they're doing a Resident Evil 4 remake coming out March 2023. That's pretty cool. I like that game. I wouldn't mind playing it with modern graphics.
It looked really great. I was watching the premiere, and some people are really down on it because, like, to be fair, I think Resident Evil 4 is still like a really great game today, right? Like, it's a classic. Mm-hmm. It's what gave us our modern third-person camera system, and like, it's a big deal, right? So like, I get those people who are just like, whatever. But I mean, I think also that game has aged more than people might realize. So I'm happy for everybody. This doesn't hurt the people, right? Like, Resident Evil 4 is one of the most ported games of all time, like modern games.
Yeah.
So the people who want to play classic Resident Evil 4, it's still there. And for everyone else, there is this cool new remake.
Bang, excuse me, Bang Dream, Morphonica. That has a, excuse me.
Morphonication.
Morphonic, yes.
Why?
That has a premiere date announced July 28th and 29th. But wait, those are two dates. That is because it is a double episode. So you're getting a new episode on the 28th and then another one on the 29th. I'll believe it when I see it, but there may be a live-action Tiger and Bunny in our future.
This is all doom and gloom. Did you see who's like attached to this?
Probably nobody good.
M. Raven Metzner from Elektra and Iron Fist is credited as scriptwriter and showrunner.
Nice. Made in Abyss did a thing. Second season. Oh, I guess I thought there was already a second season. It's coming out July 6th. So if you want to watch little kids get abused in weird fetishy ways, I guess go watch Made in Abyss. Maybe that's only in the manga. I heard that show was really gross.
Also heard to avoid it. So yeah,
I've avoided that one like the plague, but people will swear up and down that the show is really good and none of the creepy parts made it into the anime, but you're going to have to, I don't know, rationalize that on your own. My Hero Academia, we talked a couple, maybe a month ago. There were two specials in production. One of them was going to be about baseball, I think, and the other one did not have any dates or any information at the time. And now we have information. It looks like it is about the Endeavor. Wait, takes place during the Endeavor internship arc. Says there's a string of graffiti incidents happening in their jurisdiction during winter vacation. I don't know. So they probably go get him. I don't know. But if you want to watch that, it is coming out in Japan, June. What does it say? They're screening in theaters, it looks like. June 16th through 19th. And then presumably it'll be on Crunchyroll shortly after. Shoot Goal to the Future. That is a soccer anime that's premiering July 2nd. This next story.
What's weird about that story, just really quick about Shoot. Shoot is a manga that is 28 years old.
Oh, shit.
This modern adaptation, as you might imagine, this is no longer that time period. It looks very modern and just like normal. So this is gonna, this is what, if this isn't the longest time between adaptation, this is like a longer one than you would think, especially for something like sports manga.
This next one is a follow-up. We talked recently how Olympia, what is it, Kyklos? That came back from hiatus. Well, it's ending in three chapters after its 10-month hiatus. That is from the creator of Thermae Rome, I believe.
That's it.
Naoki Urasawa, really, really great mangaka. Turns out he has over 140 million copies of his manga in circulation worldwide. Rejoice. I don't know how that news came about, but that's,
yeah,
that's
they don't have precise numbers, but I think we can just guesstimate and say 139 of those are all Yawara. I know that there are some Master Keaton fans out there and Monster and, you know, Pluto.
20th Century Boys is great. Asadora's great.
But is
great.
It a Yawara? Is a Master Keaton a fashionable judo girl? I think not.
Unbelievable.
Yes, he is, actually.
Yeah, I mean, he probably
never mind. Everything's okay, folks.
Master Keaton is a master of everything. There is...
Maybe it's 70-70 or, you know, 69-69. Right.
Nice. If you are a fan of Copalion, which I only know by name, there's also Candy and Cigarettes. The creator, Tominori Inoue, is launching a new manga on June 10th. I don't believe we have any details. It just says the genre will likely be science fiction, and they released a teaser of the character designs, and I thought they were pretty neat. Chisei Ogawa launching, what is it called? New versus Love?
No, it's, I thought the same thing. It's just versus Love.
Okay. It's, I don't know why I tagged this one. Oh, because it says it's a blooming Yankee love story, and I didn't know what that meant. That's coming out June 6th, presumably in Japan. I don't know if that has an English release date. Do you remember Annie Uta? Probably not, because it didn't do super well. That was the anime song streaming service. So it shut down in the U.S. in 2020. It is now shutting down in Japan at the end of July.
Yeah, that's just too much of a niche. Like, I like anime music. Don't get me wrong. I really do. But I don't want to have a service that's just anime music.
Yeah, just put it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Rokudo Rounds is a manga. It ended abruptly, but the author is hinting that there will be a continuation. I don't know much about this manga, but I guess that's cool. It looks like, what did it say, that the final chapter was titled Chapter Zero, so that kind of is teasing that there's going to be more. What do we have next? Ayakashi Triangle. We can't stop talking about this one. This was the manga that Viz and Shueisha was like withholding chapters of. They did it, 2 weeks in a row, and people got really upset because they're like, why, you know, like, I'm trying to support the series and you're not giving it to me, so now I have to go pirate this to read like two chapters. Well, it's getting an anime. It's getting an anime next year. I don't actually know what that series is about, but the forums were a little concerned after what happened with the manga. So I guess we'll keep an eye on that one.
It'll probably be toned down.
It might be.
Reasonable to us, you know. But then again, maybe not.
I would expect it to be handled like any other anime adaptation of a, you know, a risque series, where the TV version will probably be, you know, censored or omit scenes, and then the Blu-ray version will have all the titties that you could ever dream of. Assuming that's what that manga is about. R.A. Ferretta, From a Common Place to the World's Strongest. I think we talked about that last week or a couple weeks ago. Somebody said this was the most disgusting show they've ever seen, and I tried to find out why by watching it. I turned it off halfway through because it was boring. But that has an OVA that is coming out, and they have said it's coming out September 25th. Sega's doing something pretty cool. So far, it's only in Japan, but they have the Mega Drive Mini 2. It is a console coming out with 50-plus games, I believe for $84, and they've teased the first 11 titles. I'm not going to read them all, but let's see if anything stands out. Sonic CD, that's kind of cool. Are there any titles in here that either of you are familiar with?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Shining series, and they have both Shining in the Darkness and Shining Force CD on there. And Thunder Force 4, obviously, that's a great... there's a word for this genre. I feel so bad for forgetting about it. Shoot 'em up? Shmup? That's shmup? A shmup. That's it. God.
Are we now a podcast that says shmup?
Yeah.
We can't turn back now.
I don't know. It's cool they're doing this, especially they were talking to the developers and the developers were saying stuff like, they told us the Sega and they're like, oh, you can do maybe this much. And they're like, what about this much? And they're like, okay, you can do up to that much. So then the developers were like, right, we can do absolutely the max. Got it. Like they, you know, that's, I think M2 is doing this and they're very famous for their emulation, like know-how and like real attention to detail. And they love this stuff. And it sounds like this thing is going to be absolutely packed. And the other exciting thing is there's a bunch of Sega CD titles on this, which is not usually emulated as much. Mm-hmm. And so it's cool. I hope that we get it. They even spoke about in the press conference of like, this sold really well over the world. They're like, yes, but we really want to focus on Japan with this. So like right now you can't even import this. Oh. Like people are trying to order it on from Amazon and places and it's just shipping to Japan. So fingers crossed.
What about Vinny? Are there any titles of the ones they teased that you are excited about?
I have no familiarity with anything.
Fair enough. Moving on. I think we're getting to the part where, because I did most of these last night, and I did maybe 10 stories this morning, so I think we're getting to that point. Yen Press licensed something called Fox Tales, the short story collection. It's coming out hardcover, and in digital this November.
It's a collection. This is a little bit more important, because of course, this creator, Tomohiko Morimi, this is the guy behind the Tatami Galaxy and the Night of Young Walk Girl.
Right.
Penguin Highway, if anyone has read that. So, like, I don't know, like, this story in and of itself might, if you were just look at the cover, you might not be, like, intrigued. But when I found out who it was, I was much more interested in it.
That is why I have more than just me on here, because I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a manga's coming out. Pretty cool. Moving on.
It's pretty rare that we get, like, short story collections from prominent mangaka.
They're about to release a bunch of his stuff. It says that we're getting the Tatami Galaxy, I think, like next month.
That's cool. You know what we're also getting more of? Sound Euphonium.
Say it correctly. Sound Euphonium.
Sound Euphonium. What is this? It's an anime about Kumiko's third year. I presume that that's a character. It's coming out in 2024. And also there's a lot of stuff happening. There's also one in 2023, it looks like. But what I thought was the most interesting about this is that they're teasing it as a medium-length anime, which means longer than short and shorter than long.
What? Like?
So I guess... You're going to get something. 11 Arts. We don't hear that name very often. They've licensed the House of the Lost on the Cape. I've never heard of that movie, but that's pretty cool.
That probably means it's at least an original, which is more than I can say for the second title they licensed.
Oh, Demo Memorial Key? Is that also a movie?
No, Demo, yeah. Demo Memorial Keys is a movie based on everyone's favorite smartphone game / PS Vita game from 2013. Not a joke.
Is it called Demo?
Yeah, the original 2013 rhythm game, Demo, debuted on iOS and Android smartphone games, being released on the PlayStation Vita later. It turns out this thing is like new versions of Demo. I'm not certain if these are new games or if it's just like a kind of updated with new music. But yeah, so this is a smartphone game that they're adapting into a movie, or was adapted rather. It came out in Japan in February.
Well, get hyped.
I mean, the House of the Lost on the Cape is at least from Data Productions. It at least looked good.
Yeah, the first title, again, it looks like an original something I would want to watch because it might be good, but I don't want to watch the second one at all.
You know what I do want to watch? Maybe I don't. Dragon Ball Super Super. We finally have a release date in the U.S. Maybe. I don't know if they follow me, but I follow this person on Twitter, I believe. Trick the TM. I at least recognize the name. They saw a poster at a theater that was local to them that had a August 19th date for Dragon Ball Super Super Hero. But Anime News Network reached out to Crunchyroll, and Crunchyroll would not confirm or deny the release date. So
hilarious.
I guess it's probably coming out August 19th. I find it hard to believe that a theater would just make up their own poster. But
no, this is obviously like some theater put it out without, you know, they just, some idiot like just was like, all right, cool. Or some manager didn't look at the like NDA agreement or some bullshit.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to do a, oh no, it could be any time. Just ignore this professionally made poster.
It's also strange that it's 2 months out and we don't have a date for that, which is odd.
Well, we do. They just won't admit it. You remember Erased? That was a manga and a TV show and an anime. It was a lot of things. It was really good. I liked that show a lot. Well, I didn't realize that the author was working on another one, so much so that it's done. It's called For the Kid I Saw in My Dreams, and it is also like a murder mystery, which does not surprise me if you know anything
with
about
really young looking kids.
Yeah, pretty much the exact same premise as Erased, except this one probably isn't about time travel. Yeah, it's coming to an end, and I didn't realize that Yen Press was publishing this one. So maybe I will have to check that out. It's something that I wish, like, where you buy manga from would do a better job of, is, like, make it really fucking obvious if, like, a prominent creator had another title coming out.
Right.
Put them next to each other on the shelf. I know that alphabetical order is tantalizing. I have OCD. I do it. But also, like, you know, I really like Erased. If I had known that Kei Sanbei had another manga out, I would have bought it by now.
Yeah, put a little sticker on the front or even just have a page. I love it when books have, from an author, they'll be like, here's all of the author series. And they'll give you like, here's this series. Here's books 1 through 5. I love that.
Speaking of prominent manga authors making more stuff, Dr. Stone's creator, Boichi, or I believe the writer, this is kind of, I don't know if this is a downgrade or an upgrade, but they're working on a webtoon that is like a, based on a, I think a video game. But the most interesting part of the story to me is that they're working with, is it the creator or maybe the artist of Shin Angyo Onshi? Which was like a movie from a decade ago that I heard was very good, and I bought it and I never watched it and then I sold it. So my bad, Shin Angyo Onshi. But they're working together on a webtoon that is based on a Korean IP.
It looks like it's unusual, right? All this Japanese talent working on manhwa.
Yeah, it's also just weird because Dr. Stone was a big deal. So I would have thought that this person would, I don't know, do an original work, but whatever.
I feel like webtoon has a lot of money floating around right now. So probably have to attract some top talent.
We got a lot of Spy Family stuff coming up next. Spy Family ranked number one on the book scan list in May, it looks like. They also had the number 4, number 5, 7, 8, 13. I think that's all of them. Those spots.
Yeah, but out of the top 20, 19 of these were manga.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Only number 3 is something else, and it's not listed here. But yeah, so basically in the category of adult graphic novels, manga dominates.
Spy Family and this Death Note short story series also ranked high on the New York Times bestsellers list for June, presumably the graphic novel category. The first volume of Spy Family ranked at number 4 and Death Note short stories ranked at number 12. I'm surprised Death Note still has staying power right now. But I gotta rush through these next pieces. Protect Me Shugamaro also got canceled. It's a terrible manga. Don't read it. That was a Shonen Jump manga. What do we have? Isekai Yakyo. Oh, this is the pharmacy one. Alternate World Pharmacy. That is a anime coming out July 10th. And then we have more Isekai news. Isekai Life. My Isekai Life has a 1-hour premiere July 4th. And now we are at our update to the Seven Seas Union situation. Seven Seas, as we talked about last, I think it was last week, had put out a statement and said, we're not going to recognize this union. We want to, you know, have a vote, have it. We'll do it the official way because we feel like people aren't being represented properly, which
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Sounded like a lot of bullshit. And it is a lot of bullshit because they hired one of the largest union busting firms to represent them. I am not familiar with this name, Ogletree Deacons, but apparently they played a large role in crushing an IKEA union, as well as, I think, something to do with a college. I didn't put everything that they have been a part in here.
That ACLU Kansas hired them to bust their union?
Yeah, I think that's it. So that sucks. But this is kind of the... I think this is the most up-to-date thing I know of, is that... they are definitely putting up a fight, and hopefully the United Workers of Seven Seas can win that fight, because this really sucks, and it would set a pretty bad precedent for other people in the anime and manga industry considering the same. So, fuck them. We have our Toonami ratings from May 28th. Primal, a lot of them lost people in the beginning, which is interesting. Primal, Assassination Classroom, and Lupin the Third lost viewers. And then the rest of the night had gained viewers. So One Piece, both of their episodes gained 5,000 as well as 10,000-ish, 12,000 viewers. Naruto Shippuden got 9,000 from last time. Shenmue, the repeats, weirdly enough, gained 24,000. So that show must be better than I thought. And then it says Cowboy Bebop, but what did we determine? It's actually Attack on Titan.
Yeah,
that got 14,000 viewers. So this tells me that maybe they have the schedule in the wrong order. So I guess they'll figure that out. I think the only, I want to say Lupin the Third might be the only premiere. Maybe Assassination Classroom and One Piece are also new episodes, but definitely the tail end are all repeats.
Yeah.
Cool. So with that taken care of, we'll get to our Right Stuff top sellers of the week. We will go to our Blu-rays. And at number 10, we have Ursa Yatsura Alum the Forever. That dropped down five spots. Return of Godzilla. Interesting. Godzilla 1984, it says on here. That is at number 9. Darkstalkers OVA went up two spots. There at number 8. Combatants Will Be Dispatched. Limited edition down five spots at number 7. Fate Grand Order, the movie, parent, what do you call those, ... ellipsis, that dropped down six spots at number 6, or three spots at number 6, sorry. Belle, the standard edition Blu-ray, is at number 5. That dropped down one spot. This is a title I don't think I know of. Welcome to Demon School, Iruma-kun, that is at number 4. And then My Hero Academia, World Heroes Mission, that's at number 3. That dropped down two spots from last time. Rent-A-Girlfriend Premium Edition. Motherfucker. That's at number 2. And then Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon Season 3 at number 1. Holy shit. Let's go over to our manga. I bet it's all Spy Family and Jujutsu Kaisen. Look at that.
We got Chainsaw Man.
Oh, we do have Chainsaw Man. That is a good point. So let's see. Yeah, that is all it is.
Big three.
We do have a Demon Slayer one on there, number 4. But yeah, for the most part, it's Chainsaw Man and Spy Family. No surprise there. Let's go to our DVDs. Ghost Hunt Complete Series at number 10. That's the save edition. Vampire Princess Miyu at number 9 and 8. OVA 2 and 1, respectively. Respectively? Ghost Hunt Collection 1 at number 7. Battle Royale Complete Collection.
DVD.
At number 6. Bubblegum Crash, still holding it strong at number 5. That must be like $2. Gunbuster 2, DVD 3, and Gunbuster 2, DVD 2 at 4 and 3. And then 80 Police at number 1, and then Gunbuster again, Gunbuster 2, DVD 1 at the number 1 spot. I'm going to see what these cost. They must be like a dollar. It is $1.99. No, that's not surprising then.
Hey, that's a good deal.
I mean, the fact that Ghost Hunt and Ghost Hunt and Vampire Princess Miyu are on there, was there like a horror sale this week? Like a one-day spooky sale?
There may have been. But this has been the Newsbroom. We're on gonzo.moe. That's where you can find all of our episodes. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Our Twitter handles are in the show notes. You can leave us a voicemail at 716-46-MOE-43. That's 716-466-6343. Hope to see everybody next time. Thank you, too, for joining me. And I don't know. Have a good whatever you're doing today.
You too.